A peaceful life. It was during our son's 5-year-old baseball game birthday party when I first really took note of it. I was in front of the house handing out admission tickets to all of the partygoers so that our daughter Emma could be the ticket collector as the children arrived out back for the baseball game. I finished my job as the last of Cabell's friends arrived, and I rounded the corner of the house to help my husband direct the baseball game, which was already in full swing. Emma, then 7 years old, was jumping up and down next to her cousin Rebecca, cheering for the players. I stopped to take in the sight. Cousin Rebecca had soft blonde curls primly pulled back in a ponytail secured by a ribbon. Her white shirt had a pink-rimmed collar which was coordinated perfectly with her pink Oshkosh overalls. Her white kid tennis shoes were dressed up by the lace-tinged white ankle socks that were folded over to perfection. Jumping feverishly next to her was Emma. I thought we had brushed her hair that morning, but it hung in damp strings across her eyes and frazzled out to a mat around her shoulders. She was wearing an oversized T-shirt, no doubt snitched from her dad's closet. It hung low about her knees, but not quite low enough to cover the ragged hole in the knee of her long john pajama bottoms that completed the ensemble. She was barefooted. I thought to myself, why can't she wear perfect clothes like other children? I really think that her father is largely responsible for her unique fashion sense. We have a home video of 2-year-old Emma pattering about the house with her hair in 3 pigtails, 2 in the front and 1 in the middle back, compliments of her dad. She has been that way ever since, wearing 3 pigtails when the rest of the world has 2. During her preschool years, she insisted on wearing a prissy ruffled dress of some kind with stockings and black patent leather shoes to her preschool every day. When she returned home at the end of a busy preschool day, she would ease into a pair of green slip-on plastic high heels and clomp about the house until bedtime. In first grade, she moved from the every day is Sunday fashion to fairy clothes. When her friends showed up at birthday parties in shorts and tennis shoes, Emma would arrive in a pink leotard with chiffon skirt, bedecked with silver sequins, accompanied by old ballet shoes and either a silver sequin crown or wand with multicolored mylar streamers. Now, at age 8, her dress of choice is stretch pants worn beneath an oversized T-shirt and preferably the same ones for at least 3 days in a row. On Sundays, she will wear one of her nice linen dresses over a clean pair of stretch pants. This summer, I tried to coax her out of the stretch pants one Sunday. "It's really hot today," I said. "Don't you think you would be cooler if you wore the dress without the stretch pants?" "I didn't say I was hot," she replied. "No, I'm sure I'm not hot." "Well, I think your dress might look a little better without the black stretch pants," I said in a hopeful voice. "I like it fine," she said. I looked at her comfortable smile, and I knew it was true. Last night, as I rested for a moment in the rocker on our screened porch, Emma came back to sit in my lap. That night's apparel was a white knit sundress topped with a black Bonnie Raitt road-tested T-shirt that obscured all but the lowest 10 inches of the skirt of the dress. "What car will I get when I'm old enough to drive?" Emma asked, knowing the answer since it is our running tease. "A tank," I replied. Emma giggled. "But the police will arrest me if I drive along in a tank at 13 miles an hour. "I don't care," I replied. "You'll be safe, and that's all that matters to me." She knitted her brow and moved the conversation on to her next concern. "You know," she said, "I don't plan to go to VMI like Grandpa either." "That's fine," I replied. "I don't think you'd like a career in the military anyway." "No," she said, "I want a peaceful life." I smiled and we rocked. I am sure that I will love this stretch pants look as long as it lasts, and must love whatever Emma fashion comes next. She is peaceful and at peace with herself. It is also what I want most for her, a peaceful life.